Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. This is a fantastic holiday. Happy birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 714-409-0614. Feel free to chime in to share your dream. Without Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream coming alive, like every second we live, we exist, without his dream, it would be difficult for each one of us, white, black, green, purple, tan. I mean, I know it's not any purple people out there. Y'all know a little purple, though. And green, we definitely love. We want to make money, right? But what I was saying is without his dream, it would be very difficult for many of us to live our own personal dreams. What are your dreams? Because we all have our own dreams. We have our American dreams, and the listening audience is worldwide. So we all have our worldwide world peace dreams. What is your dream? You know, my dream is continuation of Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. You know, for for all of us, regardless of our race, our socioeconomic background, to be able to stand together and be together and work together and work towards a overall goal of peace. You know, it's easier to love. It's easier to love than to hate. It's easier to be nice than to be mean. We all have our not so good days, our bad days. But some people have bad days every day, it seems like the Grinch that stole Christmas. But it's important for us to not give up on our own dreams and to continue celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I remember when I was a preteen, how hard the people, citizens of America, worked for this day to be possible, to become possible. And when Stevie Wonder, I tweeted a song and posted the song Happy Birthday. When Stevie Wonder released the song Happy Birthday, oh my God! Everyone just went crazy. And as I listened to the song over the weekend and tweeted it and posted it on different social networking sites, Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace and on Twitter and so on. I mean, just listening to it on Spotify, it just gave me chills, you know, listening to Happy Birthday, because it's just amazing. And I'm sure Dr. King is up high, just proud of where we have come, even though we do know that we have a long way to go. All of us know this. But it's just amazing how far we have come. 714-409-0614 to chime in. Congratulations to the NFL teams that won their games. And also congratulations to all of the Golden Globe winners and the nominees and everyone that produced the show. I did not watch the show. I need to call Comcast this morning to make an appointment for the tech guy to come and bring us some new equipment and cable equipment and so on. So I was keeping up whatever I could online and so on. So I was keeping updated and everything. And so big congratulations to Octavia Spencer for her supporting role in the motion picture of The Help, a movie I have not seen. But I remember just a year ago I was spreading the word for actors and actresses to the locations where to go audition for this film. And so just amazing, because in the late 90s, three major motion pictures were made here in Mississippi: The Chamber, Ghost of Mississippi, and A Time to Kill, which Octavia had a small speaking role in. And I was called to have a small speaking role in that film as a reporter, but I had other obligations, and I was so excited when I was called to do that. But I couldn't, because I had other obligations, and it was like real short of notice. But one of my other good friends, she landed that small peak speaking role, which was an important role in A Time to Kill. That was after I was a background actress and as also known as extra in The Chamber and Ghost of Mississippi. But I'm so glad that big film productions are back now in this capital city, Jackson, Mississippi, and surrounding areas. Some there have been movies made, you know, partially here since then, but I mean, they were right here in like one of my favorite parts of town, Fondren. And Fondren is just a hoot. And the movie really like boosted tourism in the city of Jackson also. So it's really, you know, congrats to the city of Jackson and to the Mississippi Film Commission office. And so you all know I've done shows. When Culture Shock Entertainment Reports first started, Aaron, I did a show about how Mississippi is a good place to come film and so on. But, you know, the author was from here, and the book was based on, you know, the stories of maids here. But I have yet seen the movie, so what am I talking about? But I'm excited. And Octavia is a Southerner from Montgomery, Alabama, and so on. So I'm excited about that, and congrats to Morgan Freeman and just to all the winners and so on. So I have a lot of info posted, and you all know to visit the Golden Globe website also. But I know one thing. I love Angelina Jolie's dress. She looked gorgeous, but what do you expect? She always looked gorgeous. And it was some more news. Ah! John Huntsman, I'm sure you all have heard, John Huntsman supposed to announce that he's dropping out of the race today. And it's going to be two topics. He's dropping out, but he's dropping out because he does not want to affect Mitt Romney's chances at becoming the GOP candidate nominee. So he's going to announce that he is endorsing Romney. So that's he and Parlenti, who also dropped out earlier, former governor of Minnesota, dropped out. And so both of those guys are endorsing Romney. Michelle Bachmann, who dropped out right after the Iowa caucuses, and Herman Cain, who dropped out, you know, due to the scandals and sexual allegations, they have yet announced an endorsement of a candidate. I have a prediction, and it's not just because it's I'm a big supporter and I'm campaigning for Rick Perry, but I have a prediction that Herman Cain is going to endorse Texas Governor Rick Perry. I don't gamble, so I'm not putting any money on it. So I don't have money to put on Monopoly money, but really. Michelle Bachmann, I don't know who she would, I have no idea who she might endorse. No idea. Based on her body language, because I like to watch people's body language, so based on her body language, I don't know. I would be very surprised if she endorsed Texas Governor Rick Perry, but it sure would be good because they are definitely a match regarding their ideas and just the way they speak and just on the certain topics that they just seem to match. So I would be surprised, but then I wouldn't be surprised. And that would definitely be I just feel it, and I just see that Herman Cain is going to endorse Rick Perry. You know, their tax forms, their tax plans, and just they mesh also. But we'll see. I might be wrong, but I believe I'm right with Herman Cain. But with Bachmann, I'm not sure who she will endorse. But right before airtime, I had read a story from ABC News that Gingrich had been approached by some African-American churchgoers from an AME Zion Church. I'm a member of AME Zion Church. Regarding some past comments he had made. So I've kind of found that interesting. You all check, if you all haven't heard about it, check abcnews.com out and check my Twitter, because I retweeted and posted on my Facebook page also. But I want to thank you so much because the views are reaching close to 36,000 already of my profile, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So it's blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKEENT - Beth, or just leave a space and go on to that. So feel free to, I'm in the chat room also, and the number is 714-409-0614. Congratulations to Miss Wisconsin regarding winning the Miss America contest. See, I missed that also. I was listening to Tom Jordan before airtime, and Sybil Wilkes mentioned that. But the games, I know, I'm not talking much about the Saints, huh? Well, they had a very great season, and I congratulate the Who Dat Nation. I'm part of a member of the Who Dat Nation through thick and thin, and they had a great season, and they had perfect stats. They had, I won't say perfect stats, but they did have good stats. You all know that. So that's what the playoffs are all about. You know, So congratulations to the 49ers. I do like the 49ers, but the Saints are my team. So congratulations to the 49ers. Congratulations to the Giants. And then we have the Ravens, right? And then what's the other, what's the fourth team? The Texans didn't, go right. But congratulations to everybody. I have to get more sports news because my plan was just to talk about King Holiday, which is a special day. And I tweeted and posted King videos and King stories. A great website to visit is from the History Channel, history.com, on Twitter, at History, because I'm a history buff, and I know many of the listening audience are history buffs also, world history, whatever country you reside in, the history of your country. I'm big into, you know, American history, Mississippi history, and history of the different states also. And so history.com, I was amazed when I visited that website. History.com has just so much information regarding Dr. Martin Luther King from different parts of his life, and also a life of his widow, Coretta Scott King, and also just footage from the civil rights when they were marching and so on. So I tweeted and also posted a lot of that yesterday evening. It got scrolled down a little bit because I was also tweeting news about the Golden Globes and other news stories. But I also have earlier this morning posted and tweeted other info. Now, my Twitter handles are at Culture Shock Inc., KultureShockEnt, and also my name, Beth Williams, but it's BTH Williams, WMS. So, the Kings and some other information that I had tweeted and shared was information from the King Center, and that's the KingCenter.org that is based in Atlanta. I recommend everyone visit the King Center at least once, just like I recommend people and listeners to visit my state, which was a big major part of the Civil Rights era, and is amazing during this modern time also, current time. But this is a historical city. So just like I recommend people to visit this historical city regarding the Civil Rights era, and also just if you're into antebellum homes and mansion and just like the mesh of city life and country lifestyle, I recommend, you know, to come to Mississippi. But at least once visit Atlanta. I visited the King Center once, and it was just amazing. A lot of my friends live in Atlanta, so I'm sure they have visited like many, many, many times over. But I'm amazed by when I talk to some of my friends who live in cities with like places you would expect people to tour a lot. Like, oh, I never go to certain places. I'm always busy. I drive right by. You know, like some of my friends that live in Memphis, they shock me when they say they've never been to Elvis Presley's home. You know, and they surprise me. Oh, I pass there all the time. I've never been. So it surprises me when some of my friends tell me they haven't been to certain places when they live right there in that area. But, again, visit the KingCenter.org. Visit history.com. Also, NobelPrize.org. And right now I'm looking at Wikipedia. And a lot of, some people, now remember the listening audience is worldwide. So some people, you know, wonder, okay, who was MLK, even though he was known worldwide and had supporters. And the America's always been known as the melting pot. And his speeches definitely confirmed that, wait a second, America should be a melting pot. And Black and white should be able to work together and eat together and go to church together. I'm just saying how we should be able to be. And I know that in another part of one of my dreams is, I think even in the entertainment world and fashion world and doing good in the business world, but I think dealing with race relations, it seems like the races should intertwine more also. And this is from me, from my perspective, me. Well, you know, I know awards before the Oscars are usually diverse, but I know like last year when I was watching the Oscars, and I've loved watching award shows and pageants since I was a little baby, little girl. And because you can ask my friends, we all, you know, thought I would be a successful, not only successful behind the scenes, but a successful working actress and maybe winning an award also. Because I love, you know, some people say, well, I love Ronald Reagan. So doing what Ronald Reagan has done, not maybe going as far as being a U.S. president, but he was governor of California with two terms. And then we must remember, too, some people say, well, Rick Perry used to be a Democrat. Ronald Reagan used to be a Democrat also, right? You know? But I've been Republican, had Republican views and thoughts since I was a little girl. But back to what I'm talking about, my American dreams. Last year when I was watching the Oscars, I even tweeted about it and talked about it. And my mother and I talk about it all the time. I wish that the award shows would be more diverse, the Oscars especially. Because when I'm watching it, it's not, I don't see a lot of diversity. You know, and so that's like part of my dream also, to just see more diversity in, because I used to wonder why people used to say Black Hollywood. And so as the years go by, I understand more why people say Black Hollywood and like mainstream Hollywood, you know? And so when I watch the Oscars sometimes, I'm like, wow. Sometimes the audience should be more diverse than it is. And then what about the support teams of the award shows? I like the caterers and makeup people and set designers of the production teams. It seemed like I never hear mention of people of color. And so, you know. And it's good when a Black actress or actor wins an award, because hopefully we'll see that like last night at the Golden Globes, you know. But it just seems like it should be more diversity. I think that even when if you get an invite and you're a person of color and you get an invite to the Oscars, show up. And I really don't know how it goes when you go to the Oscars and you just buy a ticket and go, even if you're not nominated. That doesn't mean snub the award. Go to the award and show support. And I mean, it doesn't stop me from watching, because I've always been fascinated with award shows and Hollywood and so on. And even though I've only been there once, but I'm this is part of my dream of seeing more diversity just overall in different arenas of beauty, fashion, entertainment, filmmaking, from major filmmaking to independent filmmaking, to some areas of sports. It just seems like it should be. It is diverse, and I'm not one to really complain or talk, because I grew up multiculturally. That's why things is so surprising to me. Because yeah, growing up here in Jackson, Mississippi, and also spent a lot of time in Dallas and traveling New Orleans and other places, I've always been exposed to different people. And sometimes people ask me, well, the demographics of my listening audience. And really my listening audience, from what I'm seeing and getting, is a diverse listening audience. You know, I don't think Black and white overpower one another. And also it's a worldwide listening audience. Meaning Blacks and whites from around the world, not just in American Blacks and whites. And also, I have the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports have a diversity of people of different races and religious beliefs, and from Indian to Asian to Parisian, to Australian, and shout out to all of my online friends and listeners from all around the world. So I'm just mentioning this because people sometimes ask, inquire about the makeup of the listening audience. And I'm just grateful and thankful for those of you that support the show. And that's just my guesstimate. You know, it's like half, I'm assuming it's half and half. I'll say 75% evenly split between blacks and whites, and 25% different nationalities. And the listen, because it's a lifestyle entertainment show, everybody is part of living everyday life and entertainment and everyday things. So economically, from different social economic backgrounds, from people with no money to people with a lot of money, you know, from people struggling to people that haven't made, to some people that look like they're successful but really going through some personal issues, to people who are look like they're going through some things but really happy with what they got, you know, so because that's what life is all about. So we have about 3 more minutes. And I was just, like I said, I was looking at a Wikipedia. It's, I'm looking at Martin Luther King Jr. Was his name? I don't want to say this, because I guess some of you might say I should know that. But I didn't. I saw something that I didn't know, but I'm not going to say anything yet until I check it out. But he was a civil rights leader, and he was born on January the 15th. That's why the holiday is on today. Sometimes January the 15th falls on Mondays. And like I said, people fought for this to be a holiday, so this is the federal holiday. A lot of people don't have to go to work, don't have to go to school or whatever. And Martin Luther King was born, he was born January the 15th, 1929, in Atlanta, and he died April the 4th, 1968. My mother was pregnant with me at the time, at the age of 39 in Memphis, Tennessee. And there's you all know his memorial was just unveiled recently, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. His alma mater was Morehouse College, Crozer Theological Seminary, and Boston University. He was a member of the SCLC, Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He was influenced by Jesus, Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi, Benjamin Mays, Hosea Williams, Bayard Rustin, Henry David Thoreau, Howard Thurman, Leo Tolstoy. His political movement, African American Civil Rights Movement, Peace Movement. His religion, Baptist, Progressive National Baptist Convention. His wife, who died in recent years, I don't remember how many years, Coretta Scott King. They were married from 53 to 68. She never did remarry. And his daughter, Yolanda Denise King, is deceased now. But he has his son, Martin Luther King III, Dexter Scott King, and Bernice Albertine King. His parents was Martin Luther King Sr. His mother was Alberta Williams King. He won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1977, posthumous Congressional Gold Medal in 2004. So he was born January 15, 1929. And he died, you all know, he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. And he was an American clergyman, activist, and prominent leader in the African-American civil rights movement. He's best known for being an iconic figure in the advancement of civil rights in the United States and around the world, using nonviolent methods, following the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi. King has become a national icon in the history of modern American liberalism. And he was a Baptist minister. So it's on. I've tweeted and I posted a lot more, and I will post more. I wanted to upload one of his speeches, but I didn't. But I have speeches galore posted on my pages. And I want to thank you so much. And also I want to congratulate the recipients of the CMW Community Development Corporation inaugural project Community Champion Awards tonight, which will be held at Lumpkin's Barbecue. It's going to be casual attire, and a buffet will be served. So you can contact Lumpkin's for more information regarding that award show. And what's up? Just thank you so much and happy King Holiday.